So in a way, your spirit within you becomes the connecting link between you and the universe. Without that spirit connection, you would be taking a fast trip on a golf ball out in space, just like riding a meteor. You see that the inhabitants of this earth, the people, unless they pay attention to the inner spirit and link that spirit with God, they are just passengers on this big overgrown golf ball. It's like the story I heard about a couple of little ants that were crawling out there in the sand trap, and here comes this golf ball rolling in, and the little ant, of course, is terrified, and the mother ant tries to calm him down a little bit. She said, just wait a minute, don't get excited, because this has all been going on year after year after year, so don't worry about it all. Because I said, and she says, this is what's going to happen. Pretty soon, you'll see some funny creature walk up here with very flashy, loud trousers and a bright shirt, and they're going to come up here, and they're going to look the situation over, and they may say a few words that we're not familiar with, you see, and here they are. And but then they're going to get out a big stick, and they're going to come and start to beat this ball. So you don't worry about it. Just stand back and wait till it's all over, and you'll be all right, see. So sure enough, here came this funny little man with his bright colored trousers and his bright shirt and everything else, and he takes a stick out of his bag, and he starts beating around, but he takes one swing at it, and here's this great big sheet of sand. The little ant is just terrified by this, and he keeps rushing, and the mother ant says, let's get back further to the edge here. We're just a little too close, I think. But pretty soon comes another great geyser of sand, and the little ant is terrified. And finally the mother says, well, I think maybe the safest place for us is going to be on that ball. You can see the kind of helplessness of a tiny creature like us riding this giant golf ball through space, heading for oblivion of some kind of thing. The figure gets inverted here, but I want you to see this picture, how transient and insecure the whole thing is. But now, if you want to, by means of your spirit, connect up with Christ, and He becomes your vehicle, so to speak, the vehicle of your spirit, then you're not going to have to be terrified by whatever happens to this golf ball. Far from riding the golf ball, you're going to be way out away from it and let God do what He will with it. When Christ says, I am the way, you realize that He is saying, if you want to connect your spirit with God and be at home in this universe instead of a prisoner on this little ball out here in space called Earth, if you want to do this, then you've got to follow His way.